Supporters and opponents of the war in Iraq disagree over the policy behind the invasion and the emerging U.S. occupation. But with the fall of Baghdad, most Americans should be able to agree on the skill that American forces demonstrated on the ground and in the air. Let's stipulate that our forces did not face a great enemy. Still, the drive from Kuwait to Baghdad was the swiftest and strongest since George Patton marched his Third Army 600 miles in 2 weeks in World War II. That said, many have found something deeply offensive about the coverage of this war by American cable television. The war is still raining death down on combatants and civilians alike. But you'll find few hints of death's gravitas in cable TV's whiz-bang logos, high-tech animation, and breathless war narratives. We know that television news is a business, but it's easy to forget what this means. As a business, TV news does not seek meanings, nor does it ask many uncomfortable questions. It doesn't search for implications or help us see ourselves as others see us. Its goal is to get viewers. Viewers mean higher advertising rates and profits. Once, there was a bright line between the business offices of these organizations and their journalists. No more. Today, the corporate sales mentality creeps into what TV journalists report and how they report it. As this war unfolded, I jotted down phrases that Wolf Blitzer, Aaron Brown, and Paula Zahn used to hook and hold their audience on CNN. Listen to their words. You'll want to stay tuned for some scenes you're not likely to forget. You don't get shots like that very often. That's as dramatic as it gets. Ahead, some of the most emotional scenes from the war. That's just incredible technology, and no other country in the world has the ability to put that kind of technology together, Aaron. It would be unfair to suggest that these comments are indicative of all CNN coverage, but that such comments were made at all reveals the problem with modern television news, especially cable news. Corporate owners insist on serving up news as entertainment. Now we are about to begin what is billed as a temporary occupation of a conquered Muslim nation in an age of globalized Islamic terror. Our fate will hinge on thousands of delicate and dangerous decisions by our government. To hold our leaders accountable for wisdom in those decisions, we, the public, will need more than entertainment as our source of information. This is Les O'Coin.